International students stranded in China are sidestepping a ban on coming to New Zealand by going to a third country before travelling here. They say the ban, because of the coronavirus outbreak, is unfair and should be lifted. The New Zealand Union of Students Associations agrees, and it's published an open letter to the Prime Minister saying the ban is unreasonable, unempathetic and fuels racism. Isabella Lenehan-Aiken is the association's national president and is in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
Let's just talk through those three words you've used there in the letter. Why is it unreasonable?
We think it's unreasonable because we have international students currently who have invested already in New Zealand, either through visas or who've already studied in New Zealand before, stuck in China outside of the Hubei province, who are unable to continue their study in New Zealand because of the travel ban.
Okay, why unempathetic?
Well, we think that this policy has failed to recognise the well-being and the needs of these students. We think that it fuels racism and therefore is unempathetic as well. We know that international students from China and domestic students in New Zealand with long-standing roots in the Chinese and Asian communities have been targeted by racism and xenophobia on our campuses and also in New Zealand as a whole. And we think that it's really important that we take an empathetic response to this coronavirus and COVID-19.
But what about the rest of the public? Because the ban is in place, isn't it, to prevent the virus from coming to these shores for as long as possible?
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the evidence that's coming both from the World Health Organization and from public health experts, we are seeing that a travel ban is not necessarily the right approach that governments should take to minimising the spread of this particular disease. We know that other countries who have not implemented a travel ban, well, we know that the spread of coronavirus has happened with the implementation of the travel ban. We think it's really important that the government take a cautious response, but ensure that they are monitoring instead of doing a hardline travel ban, which is fueling these other racism and xenophobia and is actually having worse consequences.
So what would you suggest they do instead?
What we're suggesting they do instead is that they lift the travel ban at a minimum, ensure that there's an exemption for tertiary students with current visas wanting to continue or begin their studies in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We want them also to provide really strong anti-racism communications on campuses to make a really strong message that there is no room for racism on campuses or in society in New Zealand. We also want to ensure that there's government support to provide that pastoral care to these students. We know that they will be needing additional medical support, counselling, additional academic services. And given that this was a government response, we think that it's important the government steps in to ensure that tertiary campuses and tertiary institutions can meet the obligations of the International Code of Practice. We also think it's important that there's also e-learning. These students are going to be self-isolated for 14 days, and we think it's really important that all of their academic materials are made available online so that they can continue their studies.
So this was actually the next question I was wanting to ask you about. Would it not be better to protect the public, to continue with the travel ban, as indeed they are, but make sure that all the lectures, all the seminars are available in some way so that people can start their courses or continue their courses while this travel ban is in place?
Look, we think that's a start. We think it's important that those resources are made available whilst they're in self-isolation, but we also think that it's important that these students want to be able to come back to New Zealand. They have chosen to study in New Zealand. They haven't chosen to study online. They could do that through other means.
But potentially they will be able to come here. It's not a question of never, it's just a question of it being a little bit delayed.
Yeah, but the thing is that we know that the ability for students to engage in that academic debate and that conversations, that kind of intellectual comment that is so key, is better within the classroom, and therefore we think it's far better for the institution and for students to be able to offer these students the ability to partake in these classes.
The problem is, though, even if you monitored people and even if these people had already been cleared and essentially had these student visas, you can have the virus without having any symptoms. So how would you deal with that?
Yeah, so these students will be firstly cleared before they arrive in New Zealand. They'll then, as tertiary institutions have insured themselves, they will provide daily checkups to these people who will be self-isolated in private accommodation, not in large-scale halls of residence accommodation where there's high population density. After 14 days, they will then have further medical clearance and they will be watched, they'll be supported. It's not like they're going after 14 days if they don't present any symptoms that they'll just be, you know, sent out into the public. And we'll keep track of these students and we'll continue to monitor them. We would not think that there is any kind of further public health risk. And if there are cases within that 14 days, then we'll increase the level of self-isolation and follow the Ministry of Health guidelines accordingly.
Do you have confidence in the universities that they would be able to do this, considering the pastoral care, some of which came to light last year around students and whether they were being kept track of or not?
Look, I think it's really important that we trust the universities. They have assured us that they have the ability to keep track on these students. We also think that the government needs to come in with some financial support to ensure that they can meet those pastoral care requirements. And as I say, we need to ensure that things like racism is really ruled out and that there's a proactive response from institutions now to ensure that when these students reintegrate with on campuses, that there is no racism, no xenophobia that these students bear the brunt of.
What about the situation where some are trying to go round the ban, if you like, and going to another country for 14 days? Is that a good idea?
Look, I think that if students are moving out of New Zealand and going to other places, then we risk losing the pool of international students that we have in New Zealand. Even if they go to another place for 14 days, you know, we cannot ensure that they're going to be able to come back to New Zealand and continue their studies. We think it's really important that these are students who have already invested time, energy, they've already done 1 or 2 years of their study. New Zealand is the place they want to be to study, and we have that duty of care to ensure that they can continue studying here.
Thank you very much for your time. Isabella Lanahan-Aiken, the Association, the New Zealand Union of Students Associations, National President.